I want to talk to you about the power of the human paradox known as certainty. This emotion that the use of which can absolutely guarantee that you will utilize what you know to the fullest extent, and the lack of its use can virtually guarantee that you cannot achieve anything that you have the capability of creating in your life. The paradox, however, is too much of it in the wrong places at the wrong times can virtually seal your fate. This process can ensure your failure where success could have been certain. You see, all human progress comes from consistent and committed action, from decisive action. And yet, there's a factor that we owe that power to. It's the power to deal with obstacles, to break through fears. That's the emotion of certainty. And we all know what it's like to be uncertain, to be fearful, to be unsure. We know what that does to us. It causes us to question, to doubt, to worry, to hold back, to be immobilized. To be certain is that physical vitality, that energy that can push us through the barriers. So the question is, what is certainty? Well, if we look at a basic definition from the dictionary, you'll say it's something that's fixed. It's something that's settled. It's something that's proved to be true. It's dependable, reliable, indisputable. Something that is assured in the mind. Its Latin root is from the word certus, which means to sift, to discern, to decide. So how in the heck do we create certainty? How do we create this emotion? Where does it come from? We see it every day. We see it in our children. When all of a sudden they're willing to go for it. You see it in their eyes. You see it in their step. You also see when it's missing. You know it within an instant. It's in our physiology. That's what charisma is. It's that certainty that comes out of somebody. It's that energy when they walk by, when they look you in the eye, when the way they stride, the way they move, the way they smile, the way they shake hands. We all love it in people. We want it. We're drawn to it like magnets. That's what charisma is all about. And every one of us has charisma. All we got to do is turn it on. You can do it anytime by choice. See, rarely can a human being accomplish anything of any true long-term value with hesitancy as the emotion, or with fear, or with uncertainty. So it's such a powerful resource for human beings, and yet so few people tap into it on a consistent basis. Leaders do. That's what gives them the power to lead. Achievers do. That's what creates the capacity to accomplish. Givers, that's what gives them the capacity to give, that sense of certainty that what they're doing, what they're giving makes a difference. That's what a healer does. Healers have that sense of certainty. That's what heals. We all have this power to tap into it. You've had moments in your life when you felt that sense of certainty, when you were on a roll, when it was flowing, when you knew nothing could go wrong in that moment. It was just there for you. And we've all had those moments too, where we couldn't find an ounce of certainty. Where we were in a position where we felt like nothing in the world was certain. Our friendships, our future, our emotion, maybe our health. Have you been there? I know I have. Every one of us have been there at times. But what is incredible to know is that we can have certainty in a moment as long as we don't depend on the outside world as the source. As long as we understand and we know in our gut that this is essential to life, is available the moment we decide to employ it, that it's not something we need to reach for, that it's something we must let out. As long as we know not only that it is there, but we have the skill and the capacity to utilize it in a moment's notice, then there is no dream that you can dream that you cannot achieve. I've watched people transform, and in that same week, I've seen people who months ago were on a major roll and now have begun to deteriorate in their level of certainty, of faith, of power, of focus. You know, it's interesting. It's all a choice. One of the many great joys I had was to get a phone call from a friend of mine named Jeff Arch. What he always wanted to do was to write movies, but he just didn't feel, what would you guess? That's right, certain enough to really give expression to that dream, to really live it. He sure felt certain about his ability to move his body. You know why? Because he's done that a million times. And what he was doing was wonderful as a martial arts instructor. But it wasn't his real dream. And so many of us settle for something less than we can be just because we don't employ this emotional muscle called certainty when we really need it. Well, you know what? On that day, we had a great conversation. And we helped him to expand that emotional certainty. And he went back and started using that muscle, using it on a daily basis, and writing his tail off. He was not supposed to succeed. In fact, everybody gave him a great sense of, what would you guess? certainty that everybody's a writer. Everybody says they're going to write a hit movie in Hollywood, and nobody ever does. It's like 0.1%. It's absurd. It's never going to happen. Fortunately, his certainty was generated internally, not based upon what had happened before him, other people's failures, other people's ideas, or what the experts had to say. He stuck with it. His certainty in his mind created external reality.